And that takes me to my teaching today. I wanted to talk about, and I would still do it, I'll see how fast I can be. I wanted to talk about what I titled Deeper. Say after me, Deeper. Knowing Jesus through persevering prayer. Knowing Jesus through persevering prayer. Jeremiah 29, from verse 11 to 13. Can you say after me, Father, I thank you. I want you to say it to the loud voice. You know what? Raise your hands and say, Father, I thank you. Because in my life, I experience, raise your hand and do it. I experience the fullness of God. My life reveals the fullness of the glory of Jesus Christ. My life reveals the fullness of the glory of God. My life, so I wanted to say with conviction, my life reveals the glory of the fullness of God. Amen. Glory. How many of you felt stirred as you said that? Jeremiah 29 from verse 11. It says, for I know the thought that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Say after me, amen.
Amen.
Verse 12. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Verse 13. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your hearts. Glory. What's he saying here? Does it mean that God is hiding? When he says, ye shall seek me and search for me with all your hearts. It is not because God is trying to hide. It is because God wants to bring you to a place where you place priority on him and give your all. It is the all of man that commands the best of God. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. You see, for the past 2 months, we have been doing a teaching series on spiritual vitality, fervency, prayer. And I want to end this series with this teaching Deeper. Knowing Jesus through persevering prayer. You see, one of the signs that you are growing in the faith is your level of hunger. I'm sure you can remember when you were younger and your feeding intake was very small. When they give you a sachet water, you will be literally struggling to finish it. Are you with me? Or they give you a hand size of Gary. Nigerians, our international audience cannot relate, but Gary is... no, it's not, it's Eba. Gary is the actual grain, right? Then Eba is when you use hot water to coagulate it together. They will give you a small size and you are struggling, like, cannot finish it. But there's an age you get to. You say, no, that's too small. Please, I want more. There's an age you get to like this, you will do like this. Bah. You want it loaded. You know what's happening? That's just proof that you are growing. And not just the quantity of the things you are eating, but the quality has to change. Are you with me? So, at a certain age, when they ask you, are you hungry? You say, yes. What do you want to eat? Cheese balls. And you will gladly eat cheese balls. Parents in the house can relate, right? You want to eat cheese balls, biscuit, ice cream, chocolate. A time now comes, are you hungry? Yes. What do you want to eat? Afang soup. And are you with me? And meat. And you know, you want to eat, you want to see assorted inside. You want to eat real food. What's happening is that because you are growing, the quantity of food you take has increased. And the quality must increase.
In the same way, when you are growing spiritually, the quantity and the quality will change.
Are you with me?
You know, even the kind of things, you know, as you begin to grow, you say, no, this thing is too sugary. I can't take it. It's too sugary. Imagine someone, you are 38, 40.
Morning, you take meat pie and ice cream. Afternoon, shawarma and wine.
And you think you are enjoying. If you are honest with yourself, you are wounding yourself. Are you with me? You know that you need to take some things, some fruits. You have to start taking it serious.
There are some of us, when you were growing, you wondered, what was my parents doing with garlic? What are they doing with garlic? What is garlic? What are they doing with ginger? What are they doing with these things? But now, you are interested in garlic. You see, you are growing. Your sense of quality is changing. Are you with me?
It's changing. You are getting better. In the same way, when you begin to grow in the things of the Lord, your taste buds will also change. Your taste buds will begin to mature. So, when you see a child in the faith, all he's thinking about is what God can do for me. I just want a car. I want a house. I want a husband. I want a wife. I want this. I want that. I want ice cream. I want chocolate. I want this. I want that. A time now comes where you want to say, I want to know the word of God more. I want to know Jesus more. I want to go deeper with the Lord. I want to have a better revelation of Christ. I want to catch a glimpse of the glory of God. Are you with me? Now, the things on your heart, you begin to carry what I can call divine burdens. You know, something happened to me on Sunday. I cannot really explain, but I know it was a divine burden that came on me. I was just lying down on the bed, and I was singing this song that we heard where we went to. All I want is to live within your love. Be undone by who you are. My desire is to know you deeper. Oh, I will open up myself.
I was just singing that song and I felt like I heard a voice inside my voice telling me, who will tell them to live holy for me? Who will tell them to be consecrated to me? Who will tell them that I am the only thing that matters? As I was sharing that voice, I started saying, Lord, I am here. I will tell them. When you begin to carry burdens for your generation, you see here, you know, I have come to discover there is a level in your walk with God where you are seeking for God to do things for you. But there's another level where you come to where you are seeking to do things for God. And it is not because you are trying to be legalistic or trying to do things in exchange for what he will do for you, but because you know him too much to settle for the lowest of those things of what he can do. Are you with me? You begin to carry burdens. One of the problems in the Christian faith today, we are trying to give children burdens for sons. You see what I just said? We are trying to give children. There are some... You know, when growing up, a time came in my life, I started asking questions like this. If Jesus is the most important message on the earth, maybe my approach should be different. I was like, God, what if you make me so wealthy that I have an internet service provider company and I pick 25 churches and tell them, for the next 1 year, we'll give you free internet for all your programs. That was the things I was thinking of. Do you know what brought me to that thought? When I discovered that the pornography industry the pornography industry is the biggest industry in the United States, or at least one of the biggest. It is bigger than Chevron put... It is bigger than Chevron and ExxonMobil put together. During the lockdown, the pornography industry, 2020, I saw a report
They made so much money to the point where the CEO said, we cannot take the money again. Open the website for free. Do you know what that means? They made more than $1 trillion. To the point where they said, we have made too much money for the year. Don't collect subscription again. Open the site free. People should be watching porn. Jesus. So, a church is now trying to do for the Lord. So, they are trying to raise money. They now start saying, you bring 1 million. They are trying to put that burden on people who don't even, they have not even caught the glimpse of the glory of God. They don't see the reason why they should do it. So, it now looks like the church is trying to tax them. Are you with me? They have not seen the glory of Jesus Christ. Prepare for August, too. August go hot. Hey, Jesus. So as you grow, you begin to talk like Paul. Paul says in Philippians 3 verse 10, he says that I may know him. This was towards the later end of his ministry. He was saying that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. 3 verse 10. And the fellowship of his sufferings, that I may know him. A time comes where you are hungry, not for more food, but for more Jesus. You are hungry for more Jesus. When a man is really hungry for Jesus, so many things will be looking like distractions to him. I remember growing up, see, at intervals in your walk with God, you will be having this kind of hunger. I remember growing up in the teenage ministry. I will come to church and they will say they want to do Suya night. I will start crying. What are you even doing Suya night for? What are you doing it for? I want to know Jesus. They say they were going to have boy-girl night. Who can toast better? They will bring out a girl. Say, if you can toast, come and try your toasting skills. I will be angry. What are you doing? Please, are you listening to me? I want to ask you, do you really know Jesus? Do you really know him? Do you really know him?
dear Lord.
You see, do you really know Jesus? Do you have a heart for Jesus, or you are just trying to use Jesus? This is something that the current modern day church must confront. See, I've been a pastor for a while. I pray for people. I see people have all kinds of miracles. I've seen miracles upon miracles, from the dead being raised back to life, deaf ears open, blind, job miracles, children miracles, but at the base of it, I keep asking, is this person in this thing for just what he can get, but for whom he can know? Even when Jesus gave multiplied bread, Jesus did not want people that sought him for bread alone. He was not looking for people that were seeking for the bread he can give, but for the bread that he is. Ha! Unto the current church, deals with this thing. Let me tell you. You know, I said it in March. He that serves God for wages will serve the devil for better wages. Let me tell you something. No wonder the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom. If God sees that your heart has really latched onto his kingdom and you are thinking about knowing him and growing deeper in him, now he says, now you are ready. Now you are ready. Are you with me? You know, these are the things we talk about. Somebody says we just need more Christians in the government. No, we don't need more Christians in government. We need more kingdom men in government. We need more people who have latched onto Jesus on a strong level. They have a real genuine passion with God, a real genuine relationship with God. And that's the goal of prayer. The goal of prayer, yes, at some point, it is to your needs. But then, As you pray, God wants to drag you deeper and say, okay, I've answered your needs, but there is more. Then he tells you, ask and you shall receive. That's one level. And after you've been asking and receiving, there is a bigger level, seek. So he brings you from the level of just asking to get things to bring you to a point where you begin to seek him. So now you have a car, you have a house, you have a job, you have a husband, you have a wife, but you know there is more. I need to know Jesus more. Are you with me?
Ah, Jesus. Lord, open our eyes. Open our eyes. Open our eyes. Open our eyes, dear Lord. Open our eyes, dear Jesus. Open our eyes. Hallelujah.
So, you see, at different seasons in our life, God will call us like this. You see, let me tell you one of the ways you know that God is trying to tell you to seek Jesus when everything does not make sense again. It just looks like, what's my life about? You know what you are faced with? You are faced with a season where you are trying to find meaning in things that cannot offer it. What's my life about? What's my life about? Oh, they will tell you, just have a change of environment, go out more, eat with friends. But you know that there is something, there is a void. There is a God-shaped void that only God can fill. Are you with me? You know it. See, let me tell you something. I've talked to people, oh, by the grace of God, I have ministered to all classes of people, the high and mighty, the... all kinds of people. I have lived with people who are, when you see people that are wealthy.
You know what I've come to discover? You see, wealth has levels. Oh. I once stayed in a house in Lagos. The house functions like a company. You don't understand. Let me explain to you. They have workers for morning shifts. There is a chef, there is a dry cleaner, there is a driver. These are morning shift people, and they have a uniform. 6 a.m., they will knock at your door. So what will you eat? This is what the menu has. That is not breakfast, though. That is wake up your, what do they call it? That is appetizer. They will bring you to the room. That's one. So you can say, okay, you want sandwich, you want chocolates, you want anything, just then you will not have morning devotion in the house. Then 9 a.m. breakfast. Then 11 brunch. Then 1 o'clock lunch. Then later in the evening, where do you want to go? These are people living in this country. They don't know what you're talking about. You said Nigeria is... they don't. The ceiling, the entire ceiling is solar. That was, and plus the solar, they have 150 kVA generator that is fully dieseled. When such people are telling you, I still feel empty. In the evening, like this, I've lived with such people. In the evening, they don't know where to go. They just say, okay, let me hang out with this politician. In my presence, then good luck was president. In my presence, they would say, I want to just speak good luck. I say, is it good? Is he our president you're talking? Say, I taught him mathematics in school. Eh? I'm telling you, when people like that are telling you, I still feel. Do you know what it means for Steve Jobs? After he had been declared one of the wealthiest men in the world, he ran to a Buddhist temple. They asked, what are you doing there? I said, I'm trying to find the meaning of my life. Are you with me? Please, are you with me? So at different seasons, I wrote this here, and I want you to write it down. God will call us to seek Christ intimately. And whenever a person responds to that call, he experiences a refreshing, a deeper sense of purpose, clarity, and victory. At different seasons in our life, God will call us to seek Jesus more intimately. And whenever a person responds to that call, he experiences a refreshing, a deeper sense of purpose, clarity, and victory. Psalm 27, verse 8. Psalm 27, verse 8. When thou seest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Kai, you know what? Let me read from verse 1. This text is too sweet not to read from verse 1. Jesus. Look at, can we all read this Psalm 27 from verse 1 to the end? And I want you to read it with all your strength. 1, 2, 3, go. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Hey, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Verse 2. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. What was going through David when he wrote all of this? Then verse 3. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To do what? To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. He says one thing. For in the time of trouble, he will hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. When you read a text like this, what comes through your mind? You know, when you see that kind of text, before he goes to when the enemies came upon me, they stumbled and fell, he starts with, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Do you know what that means? It means the only way I see things is through the light of the Lord. Everything around me is dark, but with the Lord, I see properly. The Lord is my light. I choose to see with the Lord. Let me tell you, you see, this thing I'm teaching you here, knowing Christ by persevering prayer, this is actually the secret behind most of the people you admire. Jesus. And do you know why this is important? You can never really find yourself until you find him. Look at Peter. He asked Peter, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And then Peter says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus now says, thou art Peter. Upon this rock I will build my church. It seems like until you find him, you cannot find yourself. The more you find him, the more you find yourself. So he says, thou art the Christ. Then Jesus says, thou art Peter. You want to know who you are? Find him first. Oh, pastor, I have many dreams. I have ambitions. I want to be this. I want to be that. He knows. Guess what? He can make it for you work faster than you even think. You know, I've told you before. Genesis 11, there was a people who were trying to raise a tower, build a tower that will get to heaven, and they will have a name. Are you with me? And God came and said, you want to do this without me? It will scatter. And he scattered it. Then in chapter 12, somebody that was just willing to follow him says, Abraham, I will make your name great. So what the people were trying to do out of ambition, God gave to another person as a vision. I will make your name great. You want to be great? Who can give you greatness more than me? As I round off, I want to tell you, are you at a point where you are confused about your life? Where you are wondering, what is my life about? Well, you are at a point where it is time to seek Jesus. Are you at a point where you feel dry and overwhelmed? It is time to seek Jesus. Because, see, at the end of the day, Jesus is truly all you have. It may take you years to understand what I just said right now. Eh? Jesus, at the end of the day, is truly all you have. Don't let years make you discover that Jesus was really your true friend. Eventually, he's the one that has all the answers. You know, as I penned down these things, I remembered the words of that woman by the well. He says, when Messiah comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus is he that stands in front of you. I am he. Ha! Jesus is truly the only one that satisfies. Look at Psalm 65, verse 4. It said, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Can I tell you something? Make seeking Jesus the anchor for your life. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto thee. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And it gets to a point where when you have truly asked and left the face of asking and you've come to the face of seeking, doors will begin to open. They that knock, it will be opened. A time will come. You want to enter the next door of your life. Spend time seeking. When it's time to knock, the door will be opened. Are you with me? Are you with me? So, how do you seek Jesus? One of the ways, there are many ways, but one of the ways, persevering prayer. It is that kind of prayer where you are not saying, Lord, give me this. You are just saying, Lord, help me know you. Lord, I don't know what you've planned, but I know you have a plan for me. I am here for you. And you do it today. You do it tomorrow. You go again. And it happens like, let me tell you something. If you are healthy spiritually, it should happen at least twice every year. Twice every year, you should feel God pulling you. Bringing you into deeper intimacy. Bringing you deeper to see into me. Are you with me? And then as you are seeing into him, he begins to show you. This is the plan I have for you. I have this for you. I have this. I have this. I have this. Jump on your feet. There's a song, Kayode, give me A flat. Arasata kapande kelipando roboko sikete. You see, this tongues thing, if you are here, you cannot pray in tongues. Receive your, open your heart, you will pray in tongues today because sometimes when you are seeking Jesus to know him by persevering prayer, you cannot even articulate words. You just need your hearts to open. And so, please, open your heart and just talk. Let it flow.
Just one passion. One purpose.
You know the song, right?
To know you more and more. When I know you, I find me. Just one purpose. One passion to know you more and more.
When I know you, I find me.
Kai.
No life outside you.
Kai.
No one beside you. Let me know you more and more. When I know you, I find me.
Can everybody raise your hands right now? Raise your hands and say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Say after me, everybody, with a loud voice. Say after me, Lord Jesus. From this moment, I yield myself. Stir up within me a hunger to know you. A hunger to know you. As I give myself to prayer, as I give myself to seeking you, open my heart to know you. Open my heart to become deeper with you. In the name of Jesus, can you begin to pray right now?
Let me know you more and more. When I know you, I find me. No life outside you. No one beside you. Let me know you more and more. When I know you, I find me. Let me know you more and more. When I know you, I find me.
Hey,
no life outside you.
Barabalaka bades.
No one beside you. Let me know you more and more. When I know you, I find me.
If you can pray in tongues, just pray out right now. If you are not yet praying in tongues, this is the time to release your heart. Release your heart. Let it flow. Let it flow. You are my source. You are my strength. I look to you. I have this word for someone. I know you are going through a tough time. This is the word of the Lord for you. I know you are going through a tough time. And you are asking, why is my life this complicated? Why did my marital journey seem this complicated? But the Lord says, as you tell you, he sees you. He sees you. And as you seek him, you will find liberty. You feel like you are tied up. You feel like you are in some invisible cage. You feel like you are stranded. You are tied to a spot. But it says, as you open up your heart and seek him, you will discover he has given you wings to fly. He has given you wings to fly.
Arase peleketelia. Mandere peleketelia. Rondege peleketelia. Shege de beleketelia, mande reketelia. To know you more and more. When I know you, I find me. Just one purpose, one passion. To know you more and more. When I know you, I find me. Just one purpose, one passion. To know you more and more. When I know you, I find me.
with you. No one beside you. Let me know you more and more. When I know you.
Now I'm seeing the Lord drag some of you. It feels like he's pulling you into the secret place. He has been pulling you. Again, I see the Lord pulling you. Pulling you. You will wake up many times in the night and you just feel like crying. Cry before him. I see you wake up many times in the night and you are crying before the Lord. Let him pull you. Jesus, you are my love. You are my strength. You are everything I have. You are everything I own. I am yours. You are mine. Precious Jesus, you are mine. I am yours. You are mine. You are everything I own. My beginning, my end, my future, my sustainer. Arabaso de kepelege de seketelia. Rekobarasatum beleketelia. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Ataliko baraka seteli. Oh, Jesus. Can you open up your... Some of you, you may not even be able to pray in tongues loud, but just make sure you are talking. Just make sure you are talking to him. Please give me 5 minutes. There's a song.
Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I seek. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Your face is all I seek, and when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. I desire Jesus. Precious one, ransom me. For upon his torn-scarred brow is the crown of victory. You are worthy of all honor, all glory to your name. You alone deserves our highest praise, and forever you.
glorious. You are all glorious. My heart leans in, my soul must sing. You are all glorious. You are all glorious. You are all glorious. My heart leans in, my soul must sing. You are all glorious. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious God, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious God, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer. Living Word. You shine as the bright morning star. Jesus, what a wonder you are. Jesus, what a wonder you are. You are so gentle, so pure and so kind. You shine, you're the bright morning star. Jesus, what a wonder you are. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise His name. Oh Lord, He is the Lord. Forever His truth shall reign. Heaven and earth exalt His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted and high. Can we take it one more time? Oh Lord, He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise His name. Exalt His holy name.
exalted. The King is exalted on high. We'll close now.